The Syracuse Regional Airport Authority has the first full year under its belt running the Hancock International Airport in Syracuse. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, its annual report shows signs of success after the airport transitioned from being run by the city to being run by an independent authority.
The biggest accomplishment of the last year with the airport authority in control?
We finished redeveloping our entire concession program. We have 9 new restaurants and retail shops. We've seen our revenues increase by almost 25% as a result.
Airport Executive Director Christina Callahan says on the carrier side, bigger planes and some new destinations marked the year as well. As for the future, authority officials are embarking on a strategic plan that would do a number of things, including trying to get more people to fly out of Hancock.
We need to bring more people to the airport. We exist in this large catchment area that draws from a population of 3 million people.
About 1 million people fly out of Hancock every year now, and Callahan wants to tap into the travelers who are perhaps driving to Florida or going to other regional airports to get out of town. And the more people that go through Hancock, the more attractive it becomes to airlines who could then add routes and destinations. Another big part of the strategic plan taps into the concept that the airport is really a small city, so it's important to create a service-oriented culture.
Whether you work for an airline, for TSA, for the authority, or any one of the many employers here, you're an airport employee, and we want to instill a certain amount of pride, take pride in the fact that you work at an airport and the service that you provide to 1 million people each year.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.